On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed back celebrity medium James Van Praagh, renowned master of afterlife communication, and he's promised to take some calls.
On Saturday, Pam Ousley returns with metaphysical insights into the color of your aura and what it means, and that's just for starters.
Then Brent Mitchell discusses the latest UFO sightings from his remote outpost in Alaska.
Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
And welcome back to the second hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. My name is Kevin McDonald.
And my name is Kim Miller.
And we're so happy that you decided to join us this morning. It's a beautiful morning outside in Seattle. And
for a short period of time, and then everything else is all the crud's coming back.
Yes. So get all your work done that you got to get done today. Mm-hmm. And then tonight would be a great time to have leftovers from Thanksgiving. Maybe go to the.
Gross.
from Valentine's Day.
Boy. I'd like to know what's in your refrigerator. Is it moldy? I mean, really, leftovers from Thanksgiving?
I don't want to know what's in
there. I don't either. That's crazy, man.
I have stories that I could tell you, but I refuse to tell you because I can't believe it myself.
The old joke from George Carlin was, is it meat or is it cake?
Exactly. By the way, Chuck Schaefer from Monroe won the Missing Link dog skin and coat formula, and we know that you're going to like that, and it's going to do wonders for your pet's coat, so we're looking forward to that. By the way, if you want to give us a call, you can, 425-373-5527, or toll-free, 888-298-5569. We're happy that everybody woke up.
Yeah, they did, finally.
Yeah.
That's
so,
all right.
So, anyway, we need to talk, let's start off today by talking with David from Everett. David, good morning.
Hi, David. Oh, I don't know, David. You got kind of a bad connection, bud.
Hold on. I'm on. Well, hang on.
Are you still?
Yeah, I don't think so, David. We can't hear you.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to ask her about people that haven't passed over, you know, what happens. I mean, she talks to people that are on the other side.
You're talking to me, Dave. That's Kim.
I'm on the radio already.
Yeah, you are, but your connection is really poor. I don't know that we're going to be able to hang on to you.
Is there a way that you can call back?
Yeah, we're gonna have to let you go, but we can't. Your connection is too bad.
Okay, sorry.
Well, that's okay. So let me see if I can't paraphrase.
Okay.
His question, because what he was saying was that somebody that he knows that's close to him, and Dave, if you're still listening, and if I get this wrong, you can give us a call back and correct me, but somebody that he knows is getting closer to death and is about ready to pass over, but they seem to be talking to people on the other side.
Yeah, that happens a lot. I don't know about you, but my mom certainly was talking. She would be talking to people, you know, right probably about 2 days before she died. And I said, you know, hey, Mom, who are you talking to? And she said, Uncle Emps. My Uncle Emps had been gone for about 15 years. So they're kind of, it's kind of like a party. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're people waiting for him. They're waiting, hey, come on over. You know, we got balloons and cake, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they're waiting for them. So I think they do have sort of a, you know, they're standing there just saying, you know, come on over whenever you're ready. Come on over. And I think, you know, sometimes there's hesitation on our side. You know, we're fearful. We just don't know kind of what's going on. And we're, you know, they may be seeing people that they're not sure why they're seeing them. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of talking. So I think it's kind of interesting that when they start talking to people on the other side.
You know, I've told you this story before, but I think it bears repeating. If there's somebody isn't in our listening audience that heard this story before, this is my own personal experience with this. And this involves my dad.
Yeah.
My dad had a stroke after having lung surgery, and he was in the hospital, and his right hand was paralyzed, mm-hmm. and but he could move his arm, and he couldn't talk, and he couldn't swallow at this point in time. So he was out of it a good portion of the time. And so, but he was also cognitive some of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were in his hospital room, and he was lying in his bed, and he raised his right arm. Now, his hand was limp, but it was like he was pointing.
Mm-hmm.
He was pointing to the ceiling, and he was babbling. He couldn't talk, but he was babbling mm-hmm. a little bit. And my sister and I were both in the room at the same time. And my sister got down next to his face and looked up at where he was looking. And it was just a spot on the ceiling. There was no TV there. There was no window there. There was just the ceiling.
Right.
And she said, well, what are you looking at, Dad? What are you looking at? And, of course, he couldn't respond. But mm-hmm. he was talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he had his hand up there. And he passed several days later. And that was my confirmation that there were his mom.
They were waiting there to meet him.
They absolutely were. Because mm-hmm. he'd had such an experience. And it started, you know, with and I don't know if you know how strokes work, but it's a blood.
Oh, yeah, my mom had one, yeah.
Yeah, it's blood vessels bursting in the brain. Mm-hmm. And it kind of increases and moves throughout the brain. And he loses cognitive abilities and so forth. So it's an increasing thing. And it takes a while.
Yeah.
And I kind of wonder how cognizant you are when you're going through that process. I get the feeling probably not much at all.
I think when your body starts shutting down, you start passing.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like we can only go through so much pain, and then we sort of step out of it.
Right.
And I kind of think that's what happens is, you know, when you're ready to go and your body's going, I think we sort of step away.
Yeah.
And in that process of stepping away, we're the veil between us and the other side is so thin that you're able to see those people waiting for you.
And that's why, you know, we could not see them. But
they could.
But
yeah.
He could.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And there was no doubt in my mind mm-hmm. that because my dad is not someone who will just randomly look at the ceiling and point to it and talk about it. So if that, David, if that was your question, yeah, that absolutely
definitely.
Happens. And if you talk to people in hospice, they'll tell you.
Oh, they do it all the time.
More
right.
times than not.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that's an indicator for them that the end is near.
Yeah.
Is when somebody's willing, is able to do that.
And they'll always have that bounce back time too, you know. You know, they'll be really, really sick and then all of a sudden, and animals do the same thing. Well, I thought for sure they were going to go, but God, they just seem so great right now.
Yeah.
And they always sort of have that last, you know, I want to run and chase my ball, you know, or something. And then, boom, they're gone. So there's always that sort of that one last hurrah.
Yeah. I kind of equate it like my niece just went through this. She just had a baby. And she went through this nesting period
mm-hmm.
where, you know, she was putting up canned food and she was cleaning the house and getting the baby's room ready. And then, boom, she had the baby.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing.
Preparing, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, our body, we just kind of have an innate sense about that.
So. Yeah.
In any event, David, I hope that helped you. I hope that answered your question today. So that does open up a phone line, too, at 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. Kim Miller is here, and you need to call her and talk to her. That's important. And why don't we go ahead and talk to Maria from Seattle. Maria?
Hi, how are you? Oh, listen to those guys.
They want to be on the radio,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, I guess so. Talk about sensing energies. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so about 3 weeks ago, one of my dear ferrets, her name was Annabelle, and she crossed over. And anyway, I just want to check in with her and see how she's doing.
She's good, and sounds like everybody else is. It seems like there's some more of an agreement going on at the house now. It sounds like there was some some fighting before she left.
Fighting.
Well, more like they weren't quite getting along quite well.
Because
you have other ferrets too, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Yeah, maybe what you're picking up on is the energy at the time I had rescued this German Shepherd.
Oh, okay.
And so he has like anxiety issues. He chews on his tail stuff. Anyway, he was new, and I was spending a lot of energy working with him.
Okay.
So you're probably picking up on that interruption because I felt guilt. Felt guilt about that because I was distracted with.
It's okay though, because she was kind of going anyway.
Yeah.
It's all right. I mean, she had a nice passing. She's fine. And she wants you to know that she's okay, and she's thankful for the time that she had with you. You always gave really good food.
Yeah.
You had yummy stuff.
She liked food a lot. Yeah.
I think she just lived to eat.
That's exactly right. She was the one. She was extremely intelligent, and I could let her run around. Even the cats, everybody knew to just let her be. And
she might eat you if you didn't. she liked food.
So just know
that she's good, and it seems like, is there a male that maybe isn't doing very well also?
Right now, he's probably the next one that's going to be going, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I would guess probably within the year. He just isn't, he's, and I think some of it is for him is just he's just getting older,
These guys, they live a lot longer than they're expected, but I have them on Lupron, and I saw them rotten, such a psychic heart connection with them. They feel literally like my babies. I'm so... connected.
Yeah, he just seems like he's, slowing down and things aren't going. His body just isn't working as well as it could. He's got, seems like his digestive system isn't that good. He has a kind of an upset tummy sometimes. And I think he's probably your next one to go. But your shepherd is settling in pretty well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, thank you for checking in on that, too.
Yeah, very, very protective. Very protective, and so I don't think anybody's ever going to walk into your house. Not when you don't want them to.
Well, that was the whole one of the reasons was because of where I'm at, and I rescued some horses, and I heard there's heroin addicts around here.
Well, they're not going to come to your house.
They know better.
I know.
I felt like putting a sign on the door saying, okay, well, when you break in and you run for your life, don't forget to shut the door so the cat doesn't get out
because a German Shepherd's going to eat you if you don't and then feed you to the ferrets. So
exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. And just a side note, I really appreciate both of you so much. All of you, even, is it Mike? Too?
Yeah. Even old Mike.
Even
there you
old
go.
Mike, yeah.
Even old
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah, because it just touches my heart, your compassion, especially for that sweet giraffe. And I just want to slap the people silly. Talk about being so stuck in the 3D realm. And not understanding we're all connected at the heart. But I just want to let you know how much I appreciate all of you for being so compassionate and caring and doing such a great service to everyone that listens. You know, Martha is a sweetheart, too, and I know why she chose you guys, that's for sure.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your support. We appreciate it.
And Maria, I do have one question for you.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm just missing her a lot.
Yeah.
She was, she came to me psychically, I think it was two Fridays ago, and it's kind of odd, but one of their little spirit shampoos has exactly a picture that looks just like her. And so, anyway, I was feeling her real strongly, and I went into the ferret room, and sure enough, she, like, psychically told me to go check on one of the other ferrets who happened to be, her nail was stuck, and she was dangling.
She was tangled, yeah.
Yeah, she was tangled.
Tangled.
Yeah, and she could have, you know, I mean, who knows, she could have really gotten hurt, but
yeah.
It struck me how she was
taking care of everybody from the other side.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, exactly.
She's still there for you.
So, Marie, watch that one leg of yours, okay? Take care of your one leg.
Uh-oh.
All right?
My leg?
Yeah, you got one leg that's maybe it's your knee that's popping out a little bit. So just be careful when you're walking that you don't step any holes.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you boy, you're good. Yeah, actually, I got a bruise because one of my dogs, she wanted to play so bad. She's a American Bulldog, and, you know, they have those powerful heads. So she slammed me when she was playing on that leg near my knee, and I felt it last night, and there are, like, lumps there now. So
uh-oh.
I think it was really bruised, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe some glucosamine or something, a little ice to kind of keep the swelling down. But be careful that you just watch. Make sure you're walking on level ground until that heals, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Gosh, you're amazing. Thank you.
And when the bulldog wants to play, get out of the way.
Yeah, get out of the way. They do have a head. I know Ella's gotten me a few times like that, too.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like a bat. It's like, oh,
it
my
is.
God. I was shocked, you know, a few days later. And I looked down, and it was like this huge bruise. I'm like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I've heard Ella once, every once in a while she'll misjudge the wall and turn around, and that head will hit the wall, and you hear that kabunk. You think, uh-huh. God, that had to hurt, and she just runs off like, no, you know. It's where their heads are made of steel.
Yeah, their head is a helmet.
It is, isn't it?
It
probably
is
has to be. So.
Right. Thank you very much. And just you know, you're going to be fine. And by the way, I think you've called in before, and you have a really good heart to take care of so many animals and to do what you do. So we appreciate you.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Well, blessings to all of you. You're talking about one big heart.
Yes, indeed. Well, you have a great day now.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. That does open up a phone line. If you'd like to give us a call, you can at 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-KKNW, which happens to be 5569. Kim Miller is here, and she's on top of her game. So today would be a great day to give her a call, and we can talk about your knee problem. So in any event, we need to take a break, we will be back right after these messages. Please stay with us and do give us a call.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. For the last 30 years, family-owned Bothell Feed Center has carried products for all your critters. Committed to providing high-quality, well-formulated feed and care products for guinea pigs to chinchillas, chickens to wild birds, as well as your cats and dogs. At Bothell Feed, not only will you find a large variety of products with competitive pricing, but the friendly and knowledgeable staff will recommend the best products for your particular animal friend. BothellFeedCenter.com, your modern feed store with old farm charm. Visit today.
Are you still kissing frogs? Tired of sacrificing yourself in relationship? Suffer from a broken heart? Let energy matchmaker and former frog kisser Gianna Rosewood help. For over a decade, Gianna has helped relationship seekers gain clarity and their ability to attract and maintain right relationship with a trustworthy partner. She co-authored the book with her husband of 19 years, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into real solutions to attract your genuinely committed relationship.
Meet with Gianna in person at East West Bookshop, where she's available for private, intuitive consultations on April 19th and May 31st. Contact Gianna today at rosewoodwisdom.com. Now's the time to refinance, but where do you go? You want an experienced, reputable lender. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, and investment loans. You want a mortgage lender who works with a variety of different lenders. Someone who shares your values. Someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, the branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage. Call Peggy at 425-329-3960. Or you can email her at pkaler@weststarpacific.com. NMLS number 3933 52. Westar Pacific Mortgage, NMLS 1100211, and WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 93243, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Third Sunday of the month. That means Kim Miller is here.
And Kevin McDonald is here.
And who really cares?
Oh, they do, because I wouldn't be here without you. So I know they do.
I know, but you see, this show is focused on what the gifts that you bring to the table.
Funny little voice and funny little face and funny little laugh.
They can't see my funny little face.
I know. But so I have to bring up what Julie said. Julie actually said something to us in the break, and that talking about, you know, when people are getting ready to pass.
Yeah,
said
this
that,
is in reference to Dave's call.
Yeah, Dave's call that when people are getting ready to pass, and Kevin said that, you know, his dad, you know, reached towards the ceiling, and my mom was talking to people, and Julie said that her mom actually pointed at the ceiling and shook her finger and said, "Not yet, not yet." She was bossy that way, so
yeah,
I'm sure that's probably
well. And you know the thing is that when the veil gets that thin,
mm-hmm.
and what they're there to do is to support you
mm-hmm.
in that time of need.
Well, yeah, you got it's like going to a new school, right? You got to have somebody there to with a welcome wagon. I mean, can you imagine crossing over and going, now where am I? You know, how'd I get here?
You know, the interesting story about that. You hear stories about crossing over all the time and, mm-hmm. and people that have had near-death experiences.
Oh, yeah.
There was one I was watching, and the gentleman had, he was actually a brain surgeon or a neurosurgeon of some kind.
Yeah, I think I've looked at his books before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he crossed over, and you know, some people would say,
mm-hmm.
that it's just the brain activity of the and the brain is continuing and that's why you're getting these things, these what they would.
That's funny. It's always the same experience.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's always an hallucination. That's roughly the same.
I don't
think
we all hallucinate the same way.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and so when he crossed over, and now he did come back, but while he was over there, he was being escorted by a beautiful young lady. And the lady was taking him and showing him things and so forth. He didn't know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
When he came back, and a year or so later, he was looking at family pictures, and there was a relative of his that had passed prior to his knowing of her.
Oh, wow.
And
it was her?
It was her.
Amazing.
And and he was one of those scientific types that they'll say, well, you know, it's the neurons in the brain that are firing and da 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 da.
Yeah.
And after he said, that ain't that.
Yeah.
No, it's the truth is that it was what he described.
There's actually, a new movie coming out, and I don't know if it's come out yet, but I saw the previews for it, and it's about a kid that had a near-death experience and comes back and talks a lot about that. And I think it's kind of, it would be an interesting film to watch.
Yeah. It really would. If that's the sort of thing that interests you, I had a conversation with somebody the other day, he said, nope, nothing happens. And
I think he's going to be in for a big surprise.
Yeah, it's like when you're done, you're done. And I said, okay. Well, you know what? I got news for you. If I'm right, you're going to be surprised. If you're right, I'm not going to care.
I know, no kidding.
So it's going to work out great for me.
Yeah.
Any event, let's go ahead and talk with Jill from Seattle. Jill wants to talk about her sister's doggy.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
Oh, hi, Kevin and Kim. My sister's dog is Skye. Is she ready for another puppy to come into the house?
She might not do well with it right off the bat because your sister's dog's a little spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
So I think there might be a little jealousy. I think that is dog a female?
A female that behaves more like a male.
Okay, well, that's just an alpha female.
Yeah.
So I think if you're going to do it, it'd have to be male and a lot younger.
Okay.
And you're going to have to know that she's probably going to beat him up a little bit.
Okay.
So you might want to get somebody who gets just a hair bigger than her.
Oh, okay.
Because you know that she's been babied and spoiled.
Okay.
And she might not like it right at first.
Oh, okay.
But as long as she knows that the attention isn't going to divert from her totally, because she seems to be very attached to one. Is there two people in that household?
Yes.
It seems like, is there a male in the household too?
Yes.
Okay, because she's very attached to him.
Yeah, they go hiking in the North Cascades.
Oh, yeah. She loves him.
Yeah.
So if it's, you know, maybe more mama's dog and not his dog, she'd probably be okay because she's going to stand by him and growl.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Just and just know that she'll get over it.
Good.
And if you get a pup always, you know, they just make you get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So just know that right at first, just make sure that they're aware that she's going to be a butt right off the bat.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
And don't give up too soon.
Okay.
Okay, but yeah. She'd do, you know, I think it'd be good because she'd have, you know, someone to hang out with when they're not there.
Yeah.
But she'll always boss them around.
Yeah, that sounds like a guy. Yeah.
Typical older woman, always boss you around.
Always boss you around, yes.
Yeah, anybody on the other side coming through today?
Do you have mom over there?
Grandmother, aunt.
Okay, one that acted more like your mom.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in fact, I think you have a little bit, your hands look a lot like hers.
Oh, okay.
And do you have one of her rings?
I do.
Okay. So is that grandma?
Yeah.
Yeah. You wear it sometimes, but not all the time.
No.
You're kind of afraid of losing it.
Well, there's one my mom gave me too that she's still here, but that one I watched more carefully than the other.
I think that wasn't originally hers though, was it?
That one was.
Okay.
The other one was her grandmother's.
All right. So grandma says you could wear it more. She was very proud of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily your style.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. More like. But she loved that ring.
Oh, maybe I'll just wear it around here.
There you go. Yeah. Just wear it around and talk to her when you do, because I think she's very much there. Your grandmother liked to organize things.
Oh, yeah.
And she was a little bossy about it.
Okay.
So she'd kind of like to organize your place.
Oh, there you go.
It needs some organizing.
I love it.
I know.
I'm a Gemini. We have a hard time organizing things.
Yeah, no, but you guys like to save everything under the sun. One day you do. One day you don't. Yeah, you change your mind a little bit. So
that's true. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jill. See, that's the difference between men and women. I wear a ring just because I like it, and I don't care what anybody else thinks. But if it's not your style,
Not your style.
Yeah, I guess.
I know Jill has one of her mom's, and I know she probably, it's not her style, but she loves it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and she can wear it occasionally around the house when nobody's looking, I guess. Is that how it works?
She wears it around her neck maybe sometimes. I don't know that she would wear it, but yeah.
Okay. By the way, that does open up a phone line. If you'd like to give us a call, you can at 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. And I would like to remind you that if you would like to listen to us online, if you're in an outlining area or not in the Puget Sound area, you can do that by going to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on the Listen Live button. That'll take you to KKNW's website. And then you click on the Listen Live there, and then that's how you can have anyone in the country talk to Kim Miller, and they can give us a call here, and they can hear us on the radio or through their computer. So that would be great fun. If there's somebody out there who is struggling with the passing of a loved one, struggling with an issue with a pet, not behavior, that's Martha's bailiwick, but if there's an issue with your animal and they're not in the listening
area, I probably can tell you why they're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she can help you make them stop.
Yeah. Change the behavior.
Right.
So in any event, if you'd like to do that, you're more than welcome to. But if you want to give us a call right now, you can at 425-373-5527. Let's go skipping merrily along and talk to Carol from Issaquag. Carol, good morning.
Hey, Carol.
Oh, hi. Good morning. I have a question about my doggy Kiki.
Okay.
And I'm just curious to know how she's doing, because I've been in a lot of things that have been happening right now.
There's a lot of stuff going on in your life, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So there's some disruption in the household.
Okay.
And I think mostly just because she's kind of a creature of habit.
Uh-huh.
She likes things to be the same.
Okay.
That's probably the most disturbing thing, because she likes to get up at the same time, go to bed at the same time, eat at the same time. And, you know, that kind of is the nature of the beast.
Right.
But she's really, because you guys usually have a sort of a routine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been disrupted.
Okay.
And you seem very distracted.
Right, yeah.
Your mind is in a bunch of other places because you're trying to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
And when she wants your attention, it's like you're off in outer space somewhere.
Right.
So
right.
She's doing a lot of things that she doesn't normally do just to get your attention.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, kind of look at that. If she's doing things that you would normally think are out of character for her, she's trying to get your attention.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, every once in a while, you know what, an animal will come off with something that you're like, God, you've never done that before, but it's because they're like, hey, look at me, you know?
Okay.
And all right. I think that, you know, your life usually is really all about her, and it hasn't been right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking of actually taking her with me because my dad's pretty ill.
I think it'd be a good thing. It'd be good for him.
Well, I'm just wondering about taking her on the airplane and all of that.
I hate that. I mean, just because it, you know, it always worries me when you do that.
Right.
I think it would be good for you and good for him. If you could, you know, maybe, you know, go to your vet and talk to them a lot about it. And
okay.
Where are you going? Is it someplace really where you're going to be, it's going to be cold?
No, it's in L.A., Los
okay.
Angeles.
Okay, okay. I think, you know, that's a short enough trip. You probably would be okay with it, and I think it would be good to bring her. I think it would be good for him.
Oh, my dad?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because he has a dog there, too.
I think that's okay. I think, you know, she's a very loving dog, you know, and she's also very an attentive dog, where
right.
the dog he has is a lay-at-your-feet Yodi-Doe dog.
Okay.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're inseparable. So.
Yeah, yeah, but kind of like not the brightest bulb in the box. So just the Yodi-Doe.
Okay.
And your dog is very intelligent.
Is that a technical term?
Yes, it is. Yodi-Doe.
Okay.
Which way did they go, Ralph? Which way did they go? You know? I mean, you have to be of a certain age to remember that, but
yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and then another thing is, you know, in terms of my father's health, I mean, my sister and I, we just don't know what to do because things are just so chaotic.
Yeah. I think you're just going to have to really kind of get things in order.
Right. I feel that way, too.
Yeah. Get things in order and make him comfortable. And I think just, Your dad's love language is quality time. So okay. Make sure that you spend some time just sitting with him.
Okay.
And you know, I mean, I think he'll talk to you, but he's not a huge talker.
Right.
So yeah. I think just sitting and maybe holding hands with him and just being there. That he just wants you to be there.
Okay, because I've been on the fence whether or not to go.
I'd go. If you can afford it and you can afford the time away, my suggestion is go. If you don't, you'll regret it.
So you're thinking like ASAP?
I think with probably within the month.
Okay. Yeah. I've been going back and forth, you know, for, you know, the last couple of weeks or so. But, you know, I just don't know whether just to go ahead and just take the time off.
I would.
And do FMLA kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, if you can, I think it probably would be... it would be good for you and for him. I think you would be very happy that you spent that time with him.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. And okay. I was just curious to know if I should take my dog.
Yeah, I'd take your dog because I think she wouldn't do that well leaving her home.
Well, I have some great neighbors that could take care of her, but it's not quite the same.
It's not the same, and she's very attached to you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, thanks so much. I really appreciate
you're welcome.
Sharing that with me. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Take care. Good luck, okay?
Thank you very much, Carol, and you know, and even taking her dog with her, that would be a good support
for her.
For her,
yeah, definitely.
To go down there.
Yeah, to have some normalcy, I think, in her life, and I think that's probably good. But I think spending time with him will be, she'll remember it the rest of her life, and I'm glad that she went.
Well, it's one of those things where you don't get that time back.
You don't.
After it's over.
Once it's over, once it's done, you wish you had that time, and you just don't.
As I often tell people that when I talk to them about, you know, the meaning of their life and so forth, it's like, you know, nobody's on their deathbed saying, you know, doggone it, I wished I'd worked that 8 hours overtime.
I know they aren't, are they? Yeah, I wish I'd stayed at work longer.
Yeah, nobody says, I really felt like I could have made more out of myself. What they talk about is their relationships.
They do.
They talk about the people that they loved and lost,
mm-hmm.
the people that they loved and lost contact with,
mm-hmm.
and
the things they didn't say,
the things they meant but mm-hmm. didn't say, and letting people know how they meant.
Do they know I loved them? I mean, that's number one. I think probably the number one thing I hear from people that I read for who have lost somebody and they're on. You know, do they know? Are they okay? Number one, yes, they're home. Do they know how much I loved them? Yes, of course they did.
Mm-hmm. And we don't.
But tell them now.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't take the time
to
do that. You know, and I was listening to the tape that I made with my dad 3 months before he passed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I called my son, who's now 25, and I had him listen. And I can tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, if you have the opportunity and the technology to do a recording of your parent, loved one, a brother, sister, whatever it is, that you can then save. Because I said to my son, come here, and I gave him the headphones and said, listen to this. And he listened for a second, and he goes, Grandpa. Now, he's 25.
Yeah.
Now, my grandpa, or his grandpa, my dad, died when he was like 16. And so, but the light that came on his face of being able to listen to his voice again. And
I wish I had my mother's laugh. Just to hear her laugh. My dad would go to a movie with her, and my mother would laugh so loud that they would get up and move seats, you know. But I wish I'd had, you know, there's the one thing that everybody mentioned about her was her laugh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we had...
I was just going to say, pay it forward and make sure you record yourself as well.
It's true. Very true.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good.
Little side note here. I do keep a journal for my granddaughter. In that I have done some voice recordings, and I went back and grabbed old pictures, scanned them, and so there's a little blip on who I am.
Oh, that's cool.
Something that actually I've never even shared with my kids.
Oh, nice.
But they'll read it someday.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Well, you know what's interesting about that, Mike, is that I have often on had a service. It's called Family Legacies. And what it was I would record people. I'd sit down, and I do a pretty good job of interviewing people. And so I would sit down and interview these people about their lives. and then edit it and put music behind it and then give it to the family so that they would have a living piece of that person for the rest of time.
Here's the trick, though, is you got to make sure you store it on such a device that can be transferred, because anything that's on tape or previous media, well, not only does it degrade, but the format's not being supported anymore.
Right.
That's so
right.
One of my struggles has been is how do I save this for my granddaughter? And I've cut, it's down to like three choices, which I back up on a external hard drive. Mm-hmm. I back up in the cloud, and I've since bought a low-cost tablet that everything gets dumped into, all the video, the mm-hmm. text, and the pictures. So that, worst case, she'll have that.
Right.
Yeah. If the
and if all else fails, write it down. Because, I mean, that's one thing that I've, I just have done some recent readings or with people, and I said, your mother liked to write things down, and I think you better go back and take a look, because she wrote things down and stuffed them in books. And, little snippets. I have anything that my mother had funny, her handwriting was very unique. And I have anything I can find, that I have of her handwriting and my dad's. My dad had really pretty handwriting. That is really important to me, too. Mm-hmm. The things that they wrote.
You can also do that with in the back of picture frames.
Oh, yeah.
You can stick cards, notes.
Oh,
I do that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So that's what a huge discovery that would be for somebody someday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and in my travels when I've done that family legacy thing, the one thing that disappoints me is that people, as they get older, devalue who they are and what they accomplished in life, and it's like nobody wants to hear my voice, nobody wants to hear my story.
Wrong.
Let me tell you, that
they
is
really
dead
do.
Absolutely wrong.
It's who you are.
Yeah,
and they want to know who you are.
And I've done a little bit of genealogy, and just going back, you go back three generations, and people don't know who you are.
Oh no!
I mean it's that quick that you're gone, and unless you made some sort of a huge impact on the world, you're gone.
Yeah, and it's worse now because we're so mobile.
We are.
As mm-hmm. a culture, we used to be, we used to live in the same town, the entire family, sometimes on the same block or mm-hmm. in the same house. And that's just not the case
it's
anymore.
It's not. And so, you could look at, you could grab a census from, and they're only done every 10 years, so you could grab a census from 1920 or 1930, and they might have the same neighbors and the same people in those censuses, where that wouldn't happen now, It's just, it's, and the things that they wrote, about what they did is really interesting, too.
Oh, yeah.
But three generations back, you're gone. You don't even know who you are anymore.
It doesn't even take that long.
No.
I was telling you about the, he was about 20-year-old, 22-year-old kid on the bus, and we were talking about getting older and aging and so forth. And I said, and also, like drinking martinis or smoking or whatever. And I said, George Burns lived to be 99. And
yeah, no said, clue who that is.
No, I have no idea who that is.
Mm-mm.
And I said, he was in the movie. He was in Oh God with, John Denver. I don't know who John Denver is.
No, they really seriously don't. Yeah.
So, you've got people lose touch, but the important thing is that a piece of you is in your family 2, 3, 4 generations down.
Yeah.
And if they're wondering, my sister asks me all the time, where did you get the gift of gab that you have? My dad didn't have it. My aunt didn't have it. Where did that come from? It would be fun to know where that came from. But nobody knows. It's kind of like, maybe it was the mailman. I don't know. So in any event, we've overstayed our welcome. We need to take a break.
We do.
And when we come back, we're going to talk to Athena. And we'll talk to you as well. Give us a call, 425-373-5527.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you. like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
Good morning, and I hope that woke you up.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning, Seattle. Yeah. You're listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World.
And my name is Kim Miller. What's your name?
I don't know. I have forgotten again. This is the third Sunday of the month, and Kim and Kevin are here, and we do the show for Martha so that she can go to temple and have a good time with that. So yeah. If you want to give us a call, we do have a phone line that's open. So give us a call, 425-373-5527. If you want to talk to Kim Miller, who's an extraordinary psychic medium and animal communicator, we can do that. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk with Athena right now. Athena, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Athena.
Hey, Kim, Kevin. Love your show. I love when you're on. The two of you,
thank you.
Love that we're on, or you wonder what we're on?
I love it when every third Sunday, I look forward to it.
Well, thank you very much. We enjoy being here. Believe it or not, we have a great time.
Yeah. So, what can I do for you today?
Even if we're from the South,
right?
Well, I first called in about Onyx, wanting to know if there's anything that she wants me to know, and then I was experiencing Kim being in such superlative form today that I decided to ask also, or if you have time, that is, about, I just found out recently that my former husband of many years has passed on, and I don't know anything about his passing. I don't even know the cause, and I don't know the cause or manner of death. My guide told me it was a massive heart attack.
Yeah, it feels like very sudden, whatever happened. It happened very suddenly. The only one that I think that you maybe might be, did he have a sister? Because it feels like there's a woman that you might be able to reach out to.
Actually, I haven't had any contact with any of his family for many years.
That would be probably the only one that would be able to give you any information.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, it seems like he feels like he's with his mother, because it sounds like he was quite the mama's boy.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, so that's who's with him is mommy, because he really liked her a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she babied him quite a bit, you know, kind of probably made him who he was. And that, you know, that was a big, probably big influence on your relationship too.
That's true.
Yeah. So, Onyx, though, your kitty, Athena, I think we might lose you. Okay. We got a weird interference there for a second. So what's going on? Onyx just seems to be, you know, she kind of, is it female or a male?
Little girl, 39
okay, thought so.
9 months old, and daughter of a grand champion.
Oh, cool.
And, she's in my lap right now, and she wants, just wondering if there's anything that she would like me to know that I may not be aware of.
No, I think mostly just hold me, pet me, hold me, pet me.
All the time?
Yeah, all the time. Unless it's don't hold me, pet me. You know what I mean? I mean, she's kind of your average kitty in the fact that there's some times when I just might swat you because I don't want you to hold me and pet me right now. And I don't even know when that time period might come up for her, because it just is sort of random. But mostly, pack me around.
Did you say pack me around?
Yeah, she likes to be held.
Yeah. She loves it. But then, you know, being a cat, she's very independent and suddenly will want to do her own thing.
Yeah, but she's random on when she wants to do that. Probably 80% of the time, hold me.
Yeah, she'd never swat me. She's way too sweet and loving to do that.
Yeah, wait till she gets just a hair older, she might.
Oh, no.
It wouldn't be a bad hit. It would be a play hit. But it would be very random. You would be very surprised by it.
Oh, she's the love of my life.
Cool. Yeah, she's mostly just hold me, hold me, hold me.
Okay, I love it.
Yeah.
Now, Kim.
And make sure you have your hair removal thing for your lap when you're done with her.
Nice.
I don't know. Just
that's what Kevin has to do. So that's why he says that.
That's right. Although my cat won't sit on my lap. They don't like me.
No.
Apparently, I'm not a cat person.
You smell like Wesley.
Oh, there you go. Right. And there.
Real quick, I have shown her once already. And I only want to do what she wants to do. I mean, does she want to be shown again, do you think?
You know, I don't know that that's her thing. I think she's, even though she knows she's very pretty, I think she's also just a little bit shy.
She is shy.
And so I think shy people really aren't about, look at me, look at me. And I think that she probably would much rather just be a lap cat.
Okay.
Pick one that likes to show. She knows she's very pretty, and she is certainly, you know, you probably could take her out there and win stuff with her, but she doesn't really care for it. She's not, she's very shy, and she doesn't like the limelight.
Okay.
So.
That's my take on it, too, and I just wanted confirmation, and you just gave that to me, and I so appreciate that. Thank you, Kim, so much.
You're welcome.
You are so welcome. You have yourself a fabulous Sunday afternoon.
Thanks, Athena.
Thanks. Take good care. Bye-bye. And there goes Athena. That does open up a phone line. If you want to give us a call, you can at 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. And now it's time for us to talk about what's happening locally in the area. And
All right. It's
something Martha likes to call current event.
So, looks like the Seattle Animal Shelter is offering free spay and neuter services through February of 24th through 26th to celebrate the World Spay Date in 2014. Microchips and vaccines will also be free. If you live in Seattle, you'll need to purchase a current license, so prepare to do that. Space is limited, so call for an appointment. You can call 206-386-4260, and there's no residency requirement so to do this, and it includes dogs, cats, and rabbits. Also new, the secret world of slugs and snails. You know, I don't know about that. Anyway, it's life in the very slow lane. Fascinations with Slugs and Snails, a unique wildlife show, will be Thursday, March 6th at 7 at the Northwest Dream Center in Everett. Also new, spring is coming and the Northwest Bears are going to wake up. All About Bears will be the feature program at the Northwest Dream Center at 1 o'clock on Saturday, March 8th. Also, Eat for Cats. I'm glad it didn't say Eat Cats. Save the date for the second annual Spaghetti and No Balls Dinner. That is just odd. And dessert,
say that again, what?
Spaghetti and No Balls Dinner and Dessert Dash to benefit Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project March 30th at 5 to 8 p.m. at Finney Ridge Community Center. That's kind of a cool little place. I like that. Yeah. And registration will be open February 24th. Last year sold out. Sponsor a spay for $25 and get all you can eat. Anyway, the number is 425-563-8575. And last but not least, coming up next weekend, Positive Futures Benefit will be March 1st wine tasting. Actually, that's not next weekend. I don't know why it says March 1st. Anyway, wine tasting, wine toss, sampling, chocolates, and appetizers, plus a dinner buffet, silent and dessert auctions. Tickets are $60. 206-486-4PET. And that's a...
Current events.
Current events.
And don't forget.
Some of those are just crazy.
And any time that you can have wine and chocolates at the same event is a good thing.
So I have to tell you a little story since we're talking about slugs and snails.
Yes.
So when I was a kid, I had an uncle, and he's just a goofy uncle, and he lived in Pasco.
Uh-huh.
And he used to hunt sturgeon over there.
You know? Oh, okay.
So, not hunt sturgeon, but he fished for sturgeon, right?
Yes.
So he came over one day, and my mother had, do you remember that old electric skillets, you know, that plug in,
uh-huh.
You know?
Have one at home?
Yeah, right. And had the plug in. My mom had some of those. And so she always hung the cords kind of, we had a back porch area, and she had the cords hanging there.
Uh-huh.
And so I was outside, and my uncle said, go in there. Oh my God, you guys got some great snails over here. And I thought, we do? He said, yeah, I was probably about 7 or 8. And he goes, you go in there and you get, your mom's got some snail plugs in there. I said, what? Yeah, they're hanging on the wall. I said, okay. So I went in and I tried to explain to my mother what he wanted. My mother's like, he's nuts. Don't listen to him. Come to find out, he thought slugs were snails.
Oh.
And he was going to catch them. He wanted to stick those electric skillet plugs into the ground so they could make the slugs come out. I'm like, you're right. He is nuts.
That's funny.
I know. That's weird.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, my mother waged a war with slugs in the yard.
Oh.
And she would take a paper bag and she would and she had a glove in the other hand, and she'd pick them up with the glove, put them in the paper bag. Pick them up, put them in the paper bag. And then she would put them in the garbage. But she forgot to tie the paper bag closed.
Oh, so they would just get out?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they would climb inch by inch.
Ugh, it's like the attack of the killer slugs.
I know.
You know, and one important point. You were talking about, you know, bears are starting to wake up this time of year.
Yeah.
And here's a very sound piece of advice as we go to the top of the hour. If you are out in the wild, mm-hmm. just make sure that you are with somebody that you can run faster than. Because you don't...
They'll get them first?
Yeah, because you don't have to get away from a bear as
if
long as...
If you leave someone behind?
Yeah,
nice,
as long as you
Kevin,
can run...
I'm not going on a walk with you.
Well, you can run faster than me.
I might outrun you. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's why I can't go in the wild, because everybody can outrun me, and that would be... I would be lunch.
My mom had a fight with bamboo. So my parents' house, they right next to the house, every year the bamboo would grow, you know.
Oh, and it grows and you fast.
Can, yeah, it grow, yeah. I mean, bamboo really is a very renewable resource. It can grow 3 feet a day.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it grows fast. And so my mom would whack that stuff down. And one day I came home and she is laying, my mother did all of her gardening laying on her belly, I think. She comes home and she's pouring something down the shoots of the bamboo shoots. And I look, and my mother did everything was with Clorox.
Oh,
I know. If I think of my mother, I smell Clorox. So she's pouring bleach down the shoots to try to kill the bamboo.
Oh, dear.
I know.
What that have to do with bears? Anyway.
I was just thinking of your mom and slugs. I tried to kill them with beer, and they just thought it was a beer garden.
And it was good.
I know. It was great. Yeah.
And they were calling their friends, and everybody was
coming. Come on out. They're free beer over here.
Hey, let's have fun.
I know.
And we need to take a break for the top of the hour, and we shall return and talk to Christine and you right after this.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.